This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. A court in South Korea sentenced Lee Jae-yong, heir to the Samsung corporate empire and board chairman, to 5 years for bribery and embezzlement in a case that highlighted the power of the company's corporate empires. Amazon is slashing prices in its takeover world of Whole Foods grocery chain. Amazon plans to weave together its online business and physical stores by turning its Prime membership program into a Whole Foods reward program, providing additional savings to customers. In a blistering letter this week, the president of Girl Scouts of the USA accused Boy Scouts of America of trying to undercut the organization through a covert campaign to recruit girls. The letter laid bare an exceptional and surprising fissure in what had been an amicable relationship between the two ubiquitous organizations. Black and Hispanic students are more unrepresented at the nation's top colleges and universities than they were 35 years ago, despite decades of affirmative action efforts, according to an analysis of 100 schools, including flagship public universities and Ivy League colleges. Maternal death rates in the U.S. have doubled since the late 1980s. The Trump administration has abandoned a plan originally opposed by the government under Obama to set aside work for local residents on federally funded public works projects. Part of the collateral impact of the opioid crisis is suddenly a return of syphilis as a public health crisis, years after it was thought to have been mastered. Service Employees International Union, one of the largest in the country, will fund an extensive campaign to the tune of perhaps $100 million over the next 14 months to elect politicians with labor-friendly stands on minimum wage, unions, and health care by focusing on the Midwestern states of Michigan, Ohio, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania. Ford Automobile's financing unit has decided to change its approval process to look beyond credit scores, aiming to be able to better predict risk among a broad array of borrowers. Health insurer CareSource will offer Affordable Care Act exchange plans in Ohio's Paudling County, leaving no place in the U.S. currently known to be at risk of lacking marketplace offerings under the law next year. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.